And welcome back, Sports Radio 950 KJR. Thanks to Thomas Ostrander, the head coach of the Auburn Mountain View Boys. We head from a 3A boys look to the coach of one of the best 3A girls teams in the state, and that is the head coach of the sixth-ranked West Seattle Wildcats at 22-3. In his first year at West Seattle, Darnell Taylor joins us. How you doing, Coach?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Boy, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're new to the school, so tell the listeners a little bit where you came from.
Oh, well, I was the head assistant for Mercer Island girls basketball from, I believe, 2007 to about 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I took a few seasons off as I had my first child, and I came back last season and was the head assistant for the Liberty girls basketball program. And I live in West Seattle, and the job kind of popped open, so I went for it, and the rest is history.
Well, you're talking to a guy that was the lead assistant for about 15 years until 2012, and then I took a few years off because we had two kids. I haven't gotten back into it yet, but I know when my kids get old enough, I will get back into it. And all I got to say is I hope I have the same type of success in my first year as a head coach as you have. My goodness, the first year ever as a head coach, and you got your team at 22-3. So what type of team did you have coming into the season? I mean, were the expectations that high for you guys?
Well, they finished sixth last year, and there were three returning, or girls that are seniors this year that returned, and one junior. And so that was pretty much the team from the previous year. I came to tryouts, and I know from those four girls the expectations were fairly high, but I mean, when I walked into tryouts, there were a handful of freshmen that I couldn't see any way keeping off the team. So I'm doing it with the young crop and I guess an old crop kind of mix.
That's a nice balance to have. You got some of that leadership. Tell me about your seniors first. You've got a nice presence in the post, don't you?
Oh yeah. Well, Lydia Giomi she's a force, 6'6" and very mobile. She runs the floor. I would say that's her best attribute besides her height. She's very mobile and allows us to play a fast pace. And I think it helps us with having the young guards, she being able to run the floor and they can play free in the open court.
Who are your other senior leaders?
I have Lexi Ione. She is power forward, kind of a do-it-all type player, very versatile. Can shoot from the outside, handle the ball fairly well, pretty athletic. She's also another double-double star tonight. My other senior is Gabby Sarver. From the previous year, she actually tore her ACL at the last game of the season.
Mm.
So going into postseason, they didn't have her, which was a big bummer. But she's been a nice glue to the team, kind of helping out the young guards because she plays guard also. So just having her kind of mentor the younger guards and, you know, help them and show them some tricks of the trade, keeping them calm at high pressure situations helps out a lot.
And it's got to be fun having such a young backcourt because you know that good things are to come for the Wildcats for the next few years. Tell me about your freshman.
Oh, the first I would like to say is Jasmine Gales. She played five games and she tore her ACL, but she'll be back next year. She's a very, very, very versatile player, probably the best ball handler out of all the freshmen. And moving on is Kelsey Lindsay. She's a really good, solid point guard. They all still have some learning to do. Obviously they're freshmen, but she's a sniper from the outside. Handles the ball pretty well. Little things here and there she needs to work on, but for a freshman, I couldn't ask her for more. Next up I have is Grace Sarver, who is actually the younger sister of Gabby Sarver, who's a freshman, and she is looking at her to be sort of like a fairly close to the same type of player as Lexi.
Mm-hmm.
She's not very big in stature, but she's one of those players that'll fill up stat sheets. You put her out there, and you instantly recognize her you know, her effect on the game. Hustle, shoot from the outside, great defense, slasher, can get to the paint.
Coach, I was just talking to Thomas Ostrander, the head coach in Auburn Mountain View, and I mentioned that the Bracketeers did him no favors in placing him against Rainier Beach in the regional round. It appears the same thing has happened to you guys, despite your great season at 22-3. You get a team that has not lost since last year. They've won 31 in a row, and that's number one Linwood. So talk about the matchup, and what were your girls' thoughts when you got matched up with what at least most people think are the best team in the state?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is my first year as a head coach, so as a, you know, head assistant, I didn't really pay too much attention to that. But, I mean, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for both teams, I feel. I mean, I would imagine that Linwood, being in the position they're in, that they wouldn't expect to see a team like us in a loser-out game. So, I mean, I can't, you know, gripe too much because I don't think that they're over there happy about the draw that they got either. So
that's a great point. How do you go about slowing down Michaela Pivick?
I don't know if that's possible, but I mean, she's a great player. She does a lot of great things for her team. She's not, again, one of those players that's not very big in stature, but she knows how to fill up a stat sheet. I would just say going into the game is, you know, not let the other girls kind of go off and help her out. That's
right.
What I think helps them win games is when, you know, you try to pay too much attention to her and she is able to let her teammates also, you know, contribute, and that's when you get in trouble. Hopefully one person won't just win the game. Oh.
Right. Well, I encourage anybody up in the North End to head on up there to that one. Everett Community College, some Saturday basketball at noon, 6th-ranked West Seattle, and number one Linwood. Should be a lot of fun. And Coach, you know, I know you had a lot of talent coming back, but, I mean, you coming into a new situation, you getting used to the girls getting used to get to you, and you've gotten all the way to this point, winning 22 your first 25 games. That is very, very commendable, and congratulations on a great season.
Thank you. I also I forgot to mention my last freshman, Jenna McPhee. She's also the little sister of Brittany McPhee, that was player of the year, I believe, last season or a season ago. She's now playing at Stanford. She's just a pit bull. She's probably one of my best on-ball defenders. I on the defensive end, I never worried when she's out there on the floor. She plays like a senior when she's on defense, but she is another, the last freshman that I have, but she is the one to not be overlooked.
No question. I've known Jenna McPhee since she was about 5 years old, since I was coaching at Mount Rainier when Brittany and Jordan McPhee were at Mount Rainier. So I know all about the McPhee family, and Jenna, who knows? Jenna could be end up being better than all of them. So it's going to be fantastic to watch you guys grow over the next few years. Congratulations, Coach, and hopefully you can play a great game tomorrow, and maybe we'll see you at the old woodshed next week.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Darnell Taylor, the head coach of the 22-3 West Seattle Wildcats. When we come back, Steve Dion will break down the big game of the night. Coming up next on Varsity Hoops Live on 950 KJR.